Hi, I'm Vivek Kartha, and welcome to Deconstructed. Every episode, we're discussing the future of the world's largest asset class, real estate, through the eyes of the people who live and breathe it. Thank you for joining us, and let's get started. Today's episode is brought to you by Workspace. Workspace has built a better way to manage real estate without all the clicks. With a suite of modern, intuitive products for commercial real estate operators, Workspace reduces the friction between assets, data, and people, allowing CRE professionals to streamline all their daily operations across property management, asset management, and beyond. Learn more at www.goworkspace.com. What if I told you the world's largest asset class, you know, those things people invest in, was experiencing existential change? You'd probably ask me what's happening in the stock market. Don't worry, this is not a Robin Hood podcast. You might also ask me, has crypto finally done it? Is it mainstream? It's not one of those either. That largest asset class, bigger than the value of the world's stock markets combined, is real estate. Simple, humble, behind-the-scenes real estate. Admit it, you did not see that coming. And that's because real estate is more important and intertwined in our lives than many of us ever really realize. For starters, it's big. Like, really, really big. The total value of global real estate is over $200 trillion. For comparison, the United States has a GDP of just under $20 trillion. That's like me standing next to Shaq. More importantly, real estate touches everything we do. I get it. You are still not convinced. Let me try a story. If you're like me, you often find yourself completely useless without some morning coffee. Well, next time you're at your favorite cafe, sipping that warm, intoxicating brew, I want you to think about just how that coffee got into your mug. Well, a farmer somewhere picked those coffee beans, dried them, and stored them in a warehouse. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Farmer. That warehouse, well, that's industrial real estate. Then, those same coffee beans were purchased, likely by someone sitting behind a computer screen way on the other side of an ocean. There's your office. Eventually, after traveling thousands of miles, those beans ended up in the cafe. Yep, that's retail, where a cheery barista ground it, packed it into an espresso machine, and served you your daily caffeine fix. At the end of all of their day, those hundreds of people who moved that coffee along its journey go home. Boom, residential and multifamily. Are you starting to see what I mean? That was just a story about coffee. Commercial real estate is literally everywhere, and the people who build it, buy it, trade it, value it, manage it, operate it, renovate it, live, eat, work, and sleep in it. They are all connected by this real physical thing. That's the truly amazing thing about this asset class called real estate. Now, there's no secret that the COVID pandemic changed everything. And you've probably seen more about commercial office buildings in the last year than, yeah, you were never really reading about office buildings. But there are other huge trends in tech, like data, digitization, software, the cloud, that are pretty timely as well. Getting to the intersection of those two huge global phenomena is what we're really about. On the one hand, we've got a massively important industry that is integral to everything we do that most people don't think about a lot in real estate. And on the other hand, we've got the inevitable march of technology. Our desire to understand the reality of that collision course, not the wild speculation that surrounds it, is why we made this podcast. Picking apart and piecing together various stories about how the future might look different than the past is why we named it Deconstructed. I'm Vivek Kartha, your host, and we'll be diving into the perspectives from leaders who spend their whole lives thinking about commercial real estate. They'll help us understand how we got here, where we go, where the opportunities are, and ultimately, how the forces of change around us create the future of real estate. We'll also learn about the tech that excites them, and definitely the buzzwords that make their eyes roll. We're here to learn their stories, when and where and why they fell in love with real estate, and what keeps them up at night. Together, we'll all form a more complete view on what the real estate of tomorrow could look like. And we're pretty excited to do that. Thank you all for starting on this journey with us, and please subscribe to Deconstructed wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also visit us at goworkspace.com/podcast. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon, so please subscribe to Deconstructed on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. More details can be found at www.goworkspace.com/podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Workspace. Workspace has built a better way to manage real estate without all the clicks. With a suite of modern, intuitive products for commercial real estate operators, Workspace reduces the friction between assets, data, and people, allowing CRE professionals to streamline all their daily operations across property management, asset management, and beyond. Learn more at www.goworkspace.com.